everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is January 10th, 2024. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the place that you come. You take a stop here to get the hottest Wisconsin sports takes in 20 minutes or less, or your shovels are free. I texting with some friends back in the Midwest, as always, and somebody texted me back, sorry I was out shoveling. And I look to the skies, I look to the heavens, and I thank whatever deity is out there that I am not living there anymore, but I miss you guys. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with a huge Green Bay Packer pod. It is all Green Bay Packers. There's nothing, Brewers, whatever, Bucks. I'm sticking with what I said before. Wake me up in April. I'm checking out the national games. I'm paying attention, but it is literally all noise. And these games are literally practice until we get to April. I mean, obviously you need to win the majority of them, which they will. But I mean, I don't get if they are gelling, if Dame and Giannis are gelling and healthy in April, they're going to be really good. I mean, obviously, if they're playing like this and playing like shit, they're not going to be good. But why? I'm not going to stress about that. The media makes me want to stress out, man. They want me to stress out about the Bucks, but I'm not. Because a regular season doesn't fucking matter. So here we are celebrating the Green Bay Packers, one of the greatest franchises to ever grace the world. The fucking world, I'm putting them at. Very exciting stuff. I mean, it really is. I have some stuff to get to, but honestly, I'm just going to ramble about how much I love this team and how fucking awesome this is. Now, the one negative, listen, if I busted this out last year, I'll bust it out this year, to be completely fair. The Green Bay Packers would not have made the playoffs had they not just expanded the playoffs a mere year or two ago. So that is, fine. Okay. But Aaron didn't get there. Brett didn't get there. Even a winning record, even an 8-8 season. I mean, this, because they didn't play, I hate the extra game. I think it's so lame. I think it is just, it ruins the flow of everything. The season is, I know it's just one game, but when you only have 16 games, another game, really, we're really feeling it. So they get in this 9-8 record because they have the extra game. I saw, you know what? Quick tang. I saw Puka Nacua broke the record for rookies set by a man who had done it when they played 14 games. And I'm like, that's, you didn't break the record then. Is that three extra football games? That's so many. That's like 3 weeks. I know, Babe Ruth did the old, they did the old asterisk to Maris when they added the 8 baseball games. 3 football games? That's like almost a quarter of a season for 16. Oh, God. They slip in. They get into the absolute final. I mean, hell, they would have been up for that 6th seed and would have been able to slip in the old format had the Rams lost that game, of course. But here we are, 7th seed. We get in the skin of the teeth. And we do it. It's a double whammy. It's always a double whammy when this happens. Beating the Bears, giving them those beautiful little question marks going into the offseason about Justin Fields. He did not look good. And from a fan perspective, a fan, you know, I always say this, you can tell how good a team is with how pissed their fans are, or how pissed the fans of the rival team are. And I'm not scared of Fields. I want him to come back next year. That's not good. I know that's not like scouting 101, but I mean, he did not look very good. He's indecisive. His only thing is he can run around. And how many quarterbacks have we seen run around and not be able to just put it all together? Not everybody's Lamar Jackson. And Fields is definitely not Lamar Jackson. So it was the perfect storm these past 2 weeks. I'll throw the Vikings game in there. These past 2 weeks have been absolutely perfect. Showing up the Vikings and then showing up the Bears in back-to-back weeks. And making them question their quarterback. The Packers streak continues against the Bears. It was to get the Packers in the playoffs. Oh my God, it's a Wisconsin sportsgasm! Oh dear God. Thank you. Thank you to the football gods on this one. So yes, beating the Bears was just the extra sweet cherry on the top, because they're playing with cake, folks. They're playing with cake. This team was not supposed to be this good this year. They did drop some very shitty games. I mean, folks, we thought it was all over after that Tampa game, or I thought it was all over after the Tampa game. I was like, Baker Mayfield just looked like Joe Montana and scorched earth our defense. This is terrible. You know, look to next year, blah, blah, blah. The resiliency of a young team like this, fifth youngest team ever to make the playoffs, folks. And they do it. They fucking do it. All the Alexander weirdness aside, and Alexander weirdness continues as the, this made national news, by the way, was on ESPN, WBAY, Channel 2 News, Bill Jarts. WBAY was just filming a segment outside of Lambeau, and Alexander comes running up, not in gear, not in any, just Packer stuff, just interrupts it saying the Pack is back. I don't know if the reporter knew. it's fucking weird. Alexander, I don't. There is fun, weird athletes, and I'm okay with it. I mean, Barkley was one of them. You know, it's he's not fun weird. This is weird. He almost gave the ball to Carolina twice, and he is just in the article about him interrupting WBAY, Channel 2 News, it said nobody knows why Alexander was there. The player's entrance is on the other side of the building. Fucking weirdo. So they get over all the weirdness, the shitty defense, the trading away of Douglas. I mean, that Douglas would be, he's playing really well with the Bills. It'd be really nice to have that extra corner right now. And they overcome all of that shit. Love, people were writing him off in the middle of the season. I loved it. I loved it. Because it was either going to be Love responds and we make this fucking run, or everybody is right and he totally sucks. I loved when everybody was off the bandwagon. That only means there's not much room in the bandwagon to get back on. Oh my God. Fifth youngest team. I'll just keep saying it. I just can't believe it. Preseason, I said it's going to be a lot of ups and downs, folks. And I did call it. It is a young team. They did. I mean, that's the thing. They just get trounced by the Buccaneers. The Giants' loss is so terrible. And again, just put that on Joe Barry. Carolina's like 2 seconds from tying that game and putting that into overtime. Okay. So we've had some close calls, folks, but you know, they get through it 9-8. They're in. They're stacked. They are stacked. stacked at wide receiver. Oh my God. And we saw the, Aaron Jones, gee bless him. I love him. Packer fans love him. Aaron Jones, the best. Him in there, and he played that first Bears game as well. It's a whole new offense. I mean, people compare this offense to the 49ers one, right? Because that's where LaFleur kind of learned a bunch of stuff. Jones is LaFleur's McCaffrey. Dylan is not... I don't know what they do with A.J. Dylan. It's been pretty subpar. I can't say that Dylan has all impressed me or anybody else for that matter recently. It really, that offense is humming when you have a running back like Aaron Jones in there. So hoping he stays healthy, but I, you know, him in there, if he was healthy all year, I do think he's worth one more win in there somewhere. I mean, he was just, he's the oldest guy on the team at like 28 or whatever he is. So, I mean, it makes sense that having him in here would be better for them. But, God, they are humming. So, I mean, folks, where do I go next? Listen, again. The football gods smiled on us, or the NFL is rigged. I haven't figured that out yet. But, I mean, let's get to it. The Packers. We're going to maybe draw the Detroit Lions, which would have been Lions matchup number 3, and would have been kind of fun to try to bounce the Lions. Get their hopes up and then lose to the Packers anyways. I mean, again, I don't think this Packers team, they're too young. They're not ready to probably win. But I mean, and that's why I'm saying we're going into Dallas, folks. We are playing the Cowboys with nothing to lose. I am excited. We could beat McCarthy and just be like, yeah, we have nothing to fucking lose. Who cares? We're fucking faking punts. We're doing fucking Tecmo Super Bowl style fucking flea flickers. We're pulling out all the stops because this is a cake season, folks. Jordan Love was the only thing I cared about, even more than any of the Packers. The Packers record, what they look like. If Jordan Love looks like the trajectory that he is on, and again, he looked amazing in that Bears game. Those two TD passes are phenomenal. I am looking to next year anyways. This is all cake. So like, oh my God, if they bounce the Cowboys with nothing to lose, folks, I might weep of happiness. Like a newborn child. Wow, that would be great. Like the Lions, again, the Lions got the better game anyways. Them playing Matthew Stafford is fucking perfect. Because that's, to me, an even more humiliating way to go out. If they lose to McVay and the Rams, if the Lions lose this weekend to Matthew Stafford, oh my God. Hilarity ensued anyway. So I'm glad we got these matchups. Again, NFL's a little rigged, but we don't know. We don't know. And I'm not saying that anyways. Listen, I again, just love that we made it this far. I don't even really know. It's so perfect. I'm like, just so happy. You know? If they lose this game to Dallas, who cares? They weren't even supposed to even be there. Dak and CeeDee Lamb are playing out of their minds. They were both on my fantasy team this year, so I know that for a fact. But I mean, God, we know McCarthy lays the turds in the playoffs, and oh my God. If he can do it this round, please do it this round, Mike McCarthy. You son of a bitch. costed me and Packer fans another Super Bowl. We would have won another Super Bowl if we didn't have dumbass McCarthy as the coach. I will always blame him for that. So, folks, you know, I again, the with the offense gelling right now, Aaron Jones is feeling healthy. The wide receivers, we don't even fucking need Watson. I mean, that's kind of why they did this, right? They just went ham on wide receivers. And if two of these motherfuckers work out, oh my God. Love, Wicks, Dobbs. Again, with Watson, maybe. So shore up the offensive line. I don't know. I don't understand NFL running backs anymore. I don't understand why they're so dispensable. I don't know. Obviously, I hope Jones stays, but, you know, who cares? And then on the defensive side, I can see it. If they make a run, they might keep Joe Barry, which is not going to make people happy, but it is just the simple truth of it. Yeah, if they slip a game in here and defense looks good, he might. But, I mean, they got a lot of work to do on the defense. The defensive line stepped up in that Bears game for sure. They were all over Fields in an awesome game. Linebackers not looking good. Quay Walker just doesn't seem to be a... You know, these first-round picks have been tough. And if you're going to go up against Gutekist about anything, it has been the first round. But then, of course, he picked up Jordan Love, so he might be the GM for the next 20 fucking years as well. So, congratulations to the Cheesehead, the Packers fans. It's so exciting that we slipped in. I mean, again, it would have been exciting just to have a... If it was 5 years ago, no extra playoff team, we would have been going into the last week like a maybe with a new quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is gone, and that leads me, of course. You know we got to talk about him. We got to talk about Rodgers. Oh, my God. Every time he talks, it does feel like, you know, an ex or something where it's like, God, I didn't. At first, I was like, oh, I know this is going to hurt, but we got to move on from each other. And then you hear what they're doing, and then you get enough space where you're like, oh, they did annoy me a lot. Like, it's okay. And then you feel good. You're like, it was good that we moved on from each other. Everything's cool. They're doing their thing. We're doing our thing. I am so happy Aaron Rodgers is not there anymore. In hindsight, I can't believe we got this Jets trade. I know the Denver, you know, Godfather trade was on the table when they got Russell Wilson, and that would have been the best one. But they still get this, you know, a couple Jets picks, and, you know, it's all good. Move on from Aaron Rodgers. They get to do Hard Knocks. Rodgers gets to be in New York City. He's being a baby face to the Green Bay Packer fans right now, which is fun, but God, what a douche chill. La, 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 la. So totally messes up the Jets season by not just being injured like he was and admitting that and having the team kind of plan another option at quarterback. They would have made the playoffs if they would have traded for Flacco or brought him back. They didn't even need to trade. Flacco was just there. I guarantee Rodgers blocked that shit. So he ruins the Jets season. They go 7-10. It's media day or whatever the day after the season. And Rodgers is like, we gotta flush the BS down the toilet, you know? I'm Aaron Rodgers. I think I'm really funny, even though I'm athlete funny, which isn't very funny at all. The next day, after proclaiming that they need to chill and flush the BS, he's railing against Jimmy Kimmel of sex crimes. What a leader. What a great leader. What a good dude. You know? The team voted Rodgers, the Jets team voted Rodgers their player of the year, right? And it was a little headline on ESPN. I guarantee you those guys were like, Let's just vote for fucking Aaron Rodgers, okay? He's going to have a fit if he doesn't get it. You know that's how it is. This guy throws fits and fucks the locker room up, especially at this point in his career. He is just out to make headlines. It doesn't really seem, you know, he got injured, but it doesn't seem like he understands how injuries work. And folks, that is my fucking time, which is probably good because I just want to rant it about Rodgers some more. So ladies and gentlemen, make sure to just savor the matchup against McCarthy. And ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the music.